It was established in January 2017. So we're in our fourth year. We have a committee of 14 and we have members of just over 300. And they are people who are from or who have a strong connection to Donegal and are in business in the greater Dublin area. So the network itself would, you know, we would be referring business to each other. We'd be sharing contacts and we'd be learning from each other. But we have a common interest and that's in Donegal and to assist those at home where we can at all, and I suppose that's where the idea for this initiative has come from.
The Donegal Dublin Business Network has secured over €20,000 in funding to assist Letterkenny University Hospital. How was this initially set up?
Yeah, so I suppose we saw on the local online that groups like the Glenswilly GA Club were calling out for PPE for Letterkenny University Hospital. So we thought, well, you know, our members should be able to help with PPE and any other way that we can. So we contacted the hospital to see what we could do. And they initially asked that we work with Movil Clothing, which is a local company which was manufacturing high quality, appropriately sized scrubs. And they can be funded and then delivered straight to Letterkenny University Hospital. So they asked us to work with Movil Clothing, which we did. And in the past week, we've ordered 100 sets of scrubs for the healthcare staff at Letterkenny University Hospital. Movil are doing great work, are doing these scrubs at cost price. So it's great to be able to work with a local company that's maintaining employment and that it's also helping the staff of the hospital. But I suppose due to the success of the initiative and the amount of money that we had committed by our members, we were able to go back to the hospital and we're now working with them to arrange the delivery of 20 communication devices with specialised infection control cases for use in the hospital. Those devices will enable staff and patients to communicate with each other and for patients to communicate with loved ones, particularly where patients may be in isolation. And you would have seen the nationwide call out from some hospitals and hospices for iPads. So these communication devices should help the staff and the patients of Letterkenny University Hospital in that way. They will be delivered hopefully by the end of this week. That's 20 devices and their cases. And we'll work with the hospital to identify any other ways that we can assist the staff and the patients at this time. When you're bringing something like a communication device into a clinical setting, it has to be in a medical specialised infection control cases. So we've had to source those separately, which we have done, and they will then be delivered with the iPads and hopefully will be able to be used immediately to assist the patients, the staff and their loved ones to communicate at this time.
Is there any way that the public can keep an eye on updates on how things are going?
We have a website which is ddbn.ie, which would contain all of the sort of updates and would have the link for how to sponsor a set of scrubs, for example, or to get in touch with us to add to the funds that we have already collected, because we're going to continue to work with the hospital to identify more ways that we can help. So www.ddbn.ie. That is probably the easiest way to pick us up, but we're also on Twitter, LinkedIn. We're active on all social media outlets.